Oui, c'est en. Today's question is, Hari Om Guruji, how to attain bliss in this life of uncertainty? Please throw light on this. What the life is and what the uncertainty. Before getting into the question, we have to understand the meaning of these words. What the bliss is. What the life is. What the uncertainty. Because these words are created by the mayavi, the materialistic, the deadly world. Words are not created by the God. Words are created by the outside materialistic, mayavi, the deadly world. So meaning in the outer world is different. Meaning in the godly world is different. When we go to the world of materialism, these words have got the different meanings. But when we go to the world of spirituality, spiritualism, Godism, the meanings are different. So what the life is? Before getting into the bliss and the uncertainty, because bliss and uncertainty are somewhere connected, related to your life. If there is no life in the body, there is no question of uncertainty or bliss comes. Because when there is a life in the body, then only you feel the words uncertainty or the bliss. So first we have to understand what the life is. To us, in the materialistic world, in the bodily world, in the dead world, why I say the dead world? Because everything is going to die. What we see, hear, smell, taste or touch. So in that life, is continue process, life was, life is, life will remain. We say the life as a body, we have this physical body, we say this body life. We take as the life as this body, my life. We never think about life in this body. Not that body is life. But life is in this body. is temporarily before this body life was in other bodies. After this life will be in other bodies. We understand only the worldly, the materialistic meaning of life as the life in the body is my life, this life. We take outside this physical body as my life. Life is not the body. Body is dead. Body is the instrument. You are not the life in this body. You are the life. Not the outside body, you are the life. Because you have taken this body as a life, this is dead. This is dead body. You were born dead. You are dead today. But you think that you are in the life. You are not in the life. Because when you go into the life, this body is like a instrument, is like a vehicle, which is just passing through. Life is passing through this body for a short while, which we think that is a very long life. If we say, when I should live for 100 years, we think this is a very long life. No. Ask those who have touched the age of 60, 70, 18 year homes, grandparents, that have ever they come to know that how they have come to the age of 60, 70 or 80. How their hair became white. They will say, just, we think that the whole life has gone in the minutes. Death is approaching, life is past. Life is very fast. This your body is very slow. You have remains in the millions of bodies before this body. Millions of bodies, not one or two. And in the millions of bodies, your turn in human body has also come for 12 times, 14 times. 12 times is the minimum. What even science had proved it. Because we only say that what science says. We don't believe. We say it's a blind, we don't believe. But science says that minimum 12 human bodies multiplied by all that what population assumed in last when the human being came on earth, we had reached 1 lakh years, 2 lakh years before. That these many bodies is equal to this much dust. If put on this water, the earth which is formed after the water, earth is floating on the water. You see, no, earth revolves around the sun, means earth is revolving on the water. You do not know that upper layer is stable and inner layer is rotating. So they have counted that dust. As you know that if you want to just take out the water from the earth, you have to dig it. Sometime after 10 feet, after 15 feet, after 8 feet, you get the water. So this earth, they say, is the dust of your dead bodies. Dead bodies. So this body which you have is not the life. Life has traveled through the body. Life is traveling through this body whose name is written Rajesh, whose name is written like Rinku, Sunil, Sunita, names are written. This name of the body, that I am traveling through this vehicle whose name is Rajesh, Rinku, or Sunita, or Sunil, what the name is, traveling through this body. You are not the body, you are not the vehicle. It is like you are in a car. So when you are passing through this body, you know whenever you are passing through something, you never take so deep, no attachment. You know I am passing. I am on the highway passing through the good hills, greenery, but I never think that I have to stay here, I have to attach myself here. You never attach yourself to anything, even sometimes we get the rough roads, sometimes we get so much smell, bad smells on the way, but we say we are temporary here, we are moving, not the problem. We are not going to stay back here. But now the problem comes while in car, in your two-wheeler, in your whatever the conveyance, in your trains, you are passing and you are not attaching to anything, it is temporary. But you never take this body as your vehicle, that I am passing through this body. I am traveler in this body. And that traveler is life. Life is continuous. You had traveled before this body. You will be traveling after this body. You will never die. Body will die. Vehicles had their expiry date. But you are still there. You say, no, 15 years old car, 20 years old car, expired. I have to take the new. You are sitting in the new car. You are changing so many vehicles in your lifetime. But never you say that this all vehicles are you. You are in the vehicle. Likewise, you are in this body vehicle whose name, like outside, say Maruti, Indica, Indigo, or whatever name you write, Sumo. In this body, your name is written, and this body is a vehicle, and vehicle is having its operations. If there is a plane, it has its own quality to fly in the air. If you have a car, you can go on the road with that all 4% inside. You have a two-wheeler. Likewise, outside in the world, you had the different qualities of your being. Someone is doctor, he is doing his job. Like plane is doing his job, train is doing his job, car is doing his job. Likewise, there is some engineer doing his job. All are the vehicles. And in that vehicles, you are not the vehicle, you are the traveler. So life is traveler. Now, when you come to know about this life, I am life inside this instrument, in this vehicle, life now becomes so blissful because life is temporary in this body. Now life is bliss. What the bliss is? Bliss is the state where you are neither getting any happiness nor sadness. Bliss is the state of your being. Of your being, who are you? Being in the same state of mind is called bliss. Bliss. Because you have come to know that I am not permanent in this body. I am just passing through this body. You can say this body is nothing but the your some city from where you are passing by. And in the city you are going to different restaurants, meeting to people. Likewise your family is on the way. With this body, you are enjoying with them. Because you need that. Outside Maya world, the body, the world, the dead world, we say Maya. Maya needs socialism. Without the socialism, everything will be dead. So we all are meeting together. Sometimes very close, where you put the lock inside in your home. So you stay over there, like in a hotel you stay. So there you are meeting with them, you see my children, she is my daughter, my wife, my husband, but all are temporary. Your home is not a home, the hotel. Where you are staying temporarily, one day you will be going out from there. So this theory, when you understand that everything is temporarily, it looks like real but not real. What I have today, which I can see or hear or taste or touch or smell, is going to diminish one day or die one day. Even the my body which I am seeing, this vehicle, also is going to die, expire one day. Then, inside the body, who am I? I understand. The life. Now this is not life. Life is inside, the current, the energy. And when you come to know about that, your original state, when you come to know your original form, the life, then immediately when you go to the light section, you go to that further, the super conscious, which you say, the God. It is like if there is sunlight coming, you know sunlight, and you just open the window and look outside. You will see the sunlight is coming from the, you just put your head out and you will see the sun. Sun is the source of the sunrise. Likewise, life inside is the source of that super life, super conscious, super energy, whatever name you say. And that we have said the God. So God is the source of life inside you, making this dead body to move. The moment life comes outside, this body is dead. And source can go back to that original. If you come to know, open the window, like Jesus said, knock the door and door will be open. So when you open the door, you just look up and you will see that your connection with the God is made, super energy is made, and that is your coming back to your home. Coming back to your home from where you started. So that theory, when you understand, then there is no matter of sadness or that happiness, because you know everything is temporary. What is happening today is all temporary. If this is my house, temporary, one day I won't be in this house. My husband, my wife, my children, all are temporary. I had been husband, wife, mother, father for many births. Many children I have been in my previous births, many parents. So this is all temporary going on. And then you see, when these temporary things, you never get attached to the temporary things. While on the highway, you are not attaching to some place. You just sit, enjoy the nature and you just start, let us go back. So then what will happen, what sadness or happiness even you have today with the attachment to any subject outside, let it be the subject, your father, the mother, husband, the wife, son, the daughter, your job, your promotions, anything. When you come to know that in this body I am the life and this body has to play the role what is given to this body, your life will be complete in bliss. Bliss means everything natural going on. You are with the flow. Natural. Bliss means going with the flow. Natural. Whatever is happening is fine. What has happened is fine. What will happen will be fine. Because I am nowhere connected with this body which is going to play the role of past, present or the future. I am the life who is observing this game on this body. Observing the game. You become the observer then. What is happening on this body? Somebody is abusing you, somebody is respecting you. Sometimes you are getting good amount of money, if you are not getting. You just enjoy those moments happening on this body because you come to know that this all is the role given to this body by the God, by looking into my all the desires and karma of previous birth, and I have to accept in my one birth that everything what is coming is fine. So that acceptability of everything on this body will take you just dissolve in the life which is inside. And dissolving in life means getting in touch with the super energy, super life, the God. So this is what you have to understand. And in that state when you are in bliss, what the uncertainty comes? Uncertainty comes when there is two. Now uncertainty will also vanish because now everything is certain. I have come to know what is written in my destiny with my karmas and desires stored in last birth is going to open, will be happening. And nothing to worry about and everything to be accepted. Why should I worry when body is not belonging to me? Because this all sadness or happiness comes on the level of the body. And once I have understood that I am life inside, not this body, your happiness and sorrowness becomes the same. Because these two are the conditions of this body outside. So when you understand about this life, automatically you understand about the bliss and uncertainty will disappear. This is only what is said by all that Buddha, Mahavira, Jesus, Muhammad, Kabir, Farid, Meera, Sahaja, Lalla, Gunanadev. It is all only said by them that you are not this body. You are the life inside to which we say soul or whatever you say. But it is to realize, not to mug up. You have to use your brain deep into and understand actually what the life is. Once you understand what the life is, then you see the bliss will just roll on your feet. Bliss is your nature. You are created by the bliss, so you should be bliss. But because of overlapping with Maya, you have forgotten that you are in bliss only. You are bliss. So that bliss state is not because of others' disturbance, but because of your own disturbance. Your disturbance is because of your ignorance. You do not know. Who am I? I only know the name given to me is that I. But you never think of the name which is to be given to inside that life, the conscious. And that is you, actually. So you have to just go through this subject of your being. First you understand, are you really the outside body named by your parents? Or you are something beyond this body? Important question is this. Because your first word itself is wrong, subject is wrong. You take life as your own body. But life is not the body. Life is inside the body. And if you go into the life, life is a brightening, life is light. And light is always giving you that full light. Light will not give you dark. Body is in dark, illuminating by the light inside. The moment life disappears, your body is dead. So you have to understand about the energy God has given you. And then further whatever the time says, you can make up the program accordingly. So this is what we have to understand before getting into the things. Very important. Getting into the outside world, materialistic world, dying for the money, dying for the good job, dying for the children, dying for the parents, dying for the husband, dying for the wife, this all you have to understand, because before we start our journey on some way, we had our packing materials with us, bag or briefcase or whatever, because we have to know about that, where I am going, if I am going to suppose Mansoori. I need the hot jackets and something with me. I should know about that. So your life is just going towards the death with this body. You should understand where will you be, where will you be after the death. Because death is approaching to you. And that, when you understand, death will become the reward for you. Not to think about what is going to be temporary, think about that which is permanent, and permanent is life. And you are life. You are not this dead body. So life in a body makes you to just being relaxed. Relax. Let the body play its role. Let the body clear your destiny. Once you accept everything, destiny will be clear and you will be back to your home. Energy will be back to the God home, the super energy, super conscious. This is only the main role of this life in one body. Not just day and night gathering the money, purchasing the houses, taking the cars. This is good, not bad. But not attaching to your bungalow, car, family, all are temporary. One day you will see nothing will belong to you and you think life is so long, not so long. You ask those who have passed their life, they will tell you that, they will tell you the 50-year story in 50 minutes. 50-year story in 50 minutes. Ask them, do you know when this age had come from this age to this? They will say, I do not know. How this time has gone so fast? Then whatever the time balance before the death, see how it will go. So I want to make you immortal by knowing the life. Life is continuous process. So just follow that. Understand the game. we have not understood the game of this body and the life. Once you understand the game, life will be bliss. Understanding that life, complete theory, is the bliss. And this bliss is nothing but the certainty. There is nothing like uncertainty. Whatever is going on is verily. Yourself will say. So be in the connection with your life inside the body. You are the traveler, not the stable, somewhere solid platform. Get into that world of your bliss and catch the moments. And this will be the success of your life. Because life is bliss, certain, and you are taking the wrong number dial by seeing the body as life. Body is dead. You are dead. And dead should think about the life. Because life is making this body alive. So better you just get, switch over to your life and just take care of everything, because you are a human being, but not attaching to anything. And then you will see your life will always be happy. Always happy means bliss. And this is just complete view of your being. Understand it, execute, and you see the life will become so charmful, wonderful, and you will be entering Gauram, the time will come. Om. You say Om, Omkar, Amin, Omnipresent. Question, anything heard, not understood, anything solved or disturbed you, you can ask. Evolve well. Give your experiences to inspire others.